A very good afternoon to all our listeners. My name is Lucas Kaluapa Katenda, and I am here to bring you your favorite program targeting our involvement in the elections, especially as voters. The large portion of the program is dedicated to understanding the nature of elections and their place in the Namibian context. And for that reason, we would like to appreciate Eagle FM for giving us the platform to use this opportunity, and also Konrad Adenauer Foundation, which has given us the sponsorship to have this program in the air. For the past weeks, a month now, plus some weeks, we have dealt with what it means to run a genuine elections. When we say genuine election, it's an election that overall would have given the results that reflect the will of the people. And it is the outcome that will be hardly disputed. That is hardly disputed. So on that level, we have now to accept that the honor is on us as citizens, as the government, as the electoral commission, as political parties, and all stakeholders, inclusive of civil societies, to make sure that we have played according to the rules in a way that elections will yield, will give the results that are required. Now, when it comes to the Local Authorities Act, we have tried to explain so much of the many things. What is the Constitution saying, and what is the law saying? So, in such a way, we have made it possible to create an understanding for those of you who follow the program on a regular basis, that it is generally what is election, and specifically what is the place of election in the context of the Namibian Constitution. And we have explained the elections of the president and members of the National Assembly. And now we are dealing with elections of the regional councils, national council, and local authority councils or local councils. This is where we are. We have done with 2024 elections. Whatever the outcome that we got there, we have to proceed. And now the nation awaits for elections of the local councillors and the regional councillors, out of which the national council will be elected, especially from the regional councils and not the local councils. Now, Namibia votes, regional councils and local authorities elections. There is what we call the election supplementary registration of voters. And there is a publication authored by the Electoral Commission of Namibia indicating that these registrations, supplementary registration of voters, will take place between the 4th and the 19th of August. So up to now, we are in the process of registering. And if we are to hear from the Chief Electoral and Referenda Officer, Mr. Petrus Sharma, he writes to the public saying, fellow citizens, the Constitution of the Republic of Namibia, the Electoral Act number 5 of 2014, as amended, the Regional Councils Act number 22 of 1992, the Local Authorities Act number 23 of 1992, all of which we have consulted. The Constitution I have consulted, the Regional Councils I have consulted, the local authorities I have consulted. We are going to go back to the Electoral Act to find out what is required of the members of the public. So, Mr. Sharma here, the chief or the CEO of the Electoral Commission of Namibia, refers us to the Constitution, to the Electoral Act number 5 of 2014, Regional Councils Act number 22 of 1992, Local Authorities Act number 23 of 1992, and he says these laws provide the legislative framework for the conduct of regional councils and local authorities election in Namibia. Now, the regional councils elections are conducted according to the majoritarian or first-past-the-first-post electoral system. In practical terms, this means that the candidate who receives the most votes per constituency will be elected as a member of the regional council, or would have been elected. So in terms of the electoral framework, a person may be nominated to contest in the regional council's election. As a candidate for election as a member of the regional council, if nominated as a member of a registered political party or by the political party or as an independent candidate, whose nomination is supported by at least 150 voters in the constituents for which the nomination is intended. So the regional councils are elected in a way that candidates must be nominated to become, people must be nominated to become candidates for elections. Okay? Might be the political party, okay? Might be a political party or an independent candidate. A political party does not need further information to provide other than maybe personal details of that, of such a person. But in as far as the independent candidates are concerned, the candidate must make sure that they follow the right procedure and their candidature must have been supported by at least 150 registered voters in such a constituency. Registered voters. It doesn't talk about whether they are members of party A or party B. It just say that a person must have been nominated by at least or supported at least by 150 registered voters in such a constituency. So whereas the local authorities elections are conducted in terms of the proportional representation system, the seats in the local authority elections are allocated in proportion to the number of votes received. The more votes received by the party, organization, or association contesting in the election, the more seats it will receive. So, during the local authorities elections, registered voters vote for the political party, organization, or association of their choice. Please take note of their choice. During, let me quote again and just a direct quote. During the local authorities elections, registered voters vote for the political party or organization or association of their choice. In the regional councils, you vote for a person, for a candidate, no matter that candidate is fielded by the political party or independent candidate. But in the local authorities, you are not voting for a person per se. You are voting for a group of people who are sponsored by the political party or an organization or an association. And that's why you hear the issue of proportional representation. So you vote the group of your choice. You vote the party of your choice. When we say of your choice, what do we mean? We mean you are free to say, I have a party A, party B, party C, party D. So I choose which one I want. It is not a force. You must always vote for this or you must always vote for that. You are free if you like to choose the party that you think will deliver. It's a choice. The party or organization or association nominates its representatives to the local authorities on a proportionalist system. And local authority councillors are elected to serve the people in the various local authorities such as village councils, town councils, and municipalities across the country. Okay? And it says, therefore, as we stand on the brink of the 2025 regional councils and local authorities elections, it is with great pride, responsibility that I present the publication of the 696 teams serving 4,232 registration points for the upcoming SRV, Supplementary Voters Registration, SRV, scheduled to be conducted from the 4th of August to the 19th of August, 2025 across the country. This statutory electoral activity is crucial in ensuring that every eligible citizen has the opportunity to participate in the upcoming 2025 regional councils and local authorities elections by registering to vote in their respective constituencies, town and councils, municipalities and village councils. This democratic process ensures the election of public office bearers, namely the councillors, to serve on the regional councils and local authorities for the next 5 years. As a commission, we are committed to fostering a transparent, inclusive, and a fair electoral environment, which is the foundation that upholds the principles of democracy and empowering citizens. The publication of this registration point signifies our dedication to making voters' registration process more accessible and efficient, particularly for those who may have missed previous registration opportunities, those who have lost or damaged their voters' cards, and who have recently become eligible to vote. So why are we having this supplementary? For various reasons. It could be you have missed previous registrations opportunities. It could be you have lost or damaged your voters' cards in the process. It could be that you have just turned 18. You become eligible voter. In other words, you just turned 18. Because in Namibia, you are eligible only if you have turned 18 and you have all the national documents, like the identity document. So in an ever-evolving political landscape, it is essential that we engage each segment of our population. I encourage each Namibian citizen to take this opportunity seriously to vote, to voice matters, and your vote is your choice. And this is the name of our program, My Vote, My Choice. Your vote is your choice, the director of elections saying, okay, or the CEO says. As a commission, we made concerted efforts to ensure that the registration process is as accessible as possible by establishing numerous registration points throughout the country, providing both urban, rural, and hard-to-reach communities with the means to register. I therefore urge community leaders, civil society organizations, faith-based organizations, and all stakeholders to assist in disseminating this information widely. Educate your friends, your families, and the neighbors about the importance of registering to vote and participating in the electoral process. Together, we can fortify our democracy and ensure that it reflects the will of the people. And this is where I have been emphasizing over the past month, that the elections are not just for the government or for the political parties or for organizations and associations or the electoral management body. That is why here the CEO of the Electoral Commission of Namibia urge community leaders. Community leaders could be traditional authorities, could be leaders of various sectors in the community, civil society organizations. Those are community people coming together and the former community organization. Faith-based organization, those are churches or other faith-based groups. And all stakeholders to assist in disseminating which one? This information widely, that there will be supplementary voters registration, and therefore educate your friends, educate your family, educate your neighbors about what? About the importance, the significance, the need to register to vote. And then participate in the electoral process. Encourage people to participate in your electoral process. What is the reason if we do that? We are going to fortify our democracy and we are going to ensure that it reflects the will of the people. The will of the people. Okay. So in conclusion, the CEO, Mr. Petrus Sharma, writes, I would like to think. All of those who continue to work tirelessly to ensure free, fair, and credible elections in Namibia. Free, fair, and credible elections in Namibia. Free from intimidation. Free from any form of harassment. People must be free to choose what they want. It must be fair. No one must be favored above the other when it comes to candidates and parties and associations and organizations. Equal opportunity must be given, whether in campaigns, in the media, in the what. Let us give them free and fair opportunity to showcase their ability to transform their communities, so that these people who are voters can vote with information. Information. The idea is to have a credible election. And how do we say elections are credible and genuine? Remember what we have been talking about in the past few weeks. We have been talking about credible elections. When, after the elections, this has happened, this has happened, this has happened. I hope we will not forget credible elections. And I will keep coming to that credibility and the genuinity of elections. We want elections that produce the results that people wanted. Not cooked elections, not disputed elections, not arguments back and forth that it was fair, it was not fair. We want election to come out clean, clear, free, fair. And we can really say, no, this election was credible, this election was genuine. Whatever the outcome, this is what the people wanted. When we say people wanted, we talk of people giving one person a mandate, in unquestionable mandate, not those mandates that are cooked, a mandate that is not cooked. There are some countries where they do elections, but elections, they do them only as a smokescreen to keep dictatorship and autocratic leaders in power. In Namibia, we don't want that. We don't want that, unfortunately. This is what we have chosen for ourselves. And we said we must do election every 5 years because apparently it fortifies democracy. It's a question whether it solves the problem of underdevelopment, the problem of unemployment, the problem of growing population, but economy is not. So that's another question. But we have agreed that we are going to do this because it will improve the nature of our country and of our leadership. Whether it has done so, we can debate that on a different level. But as far as elections are concerned, we have to do them. I am not saying changing governments, changing people will always yield to the desired result. I am not so sure, but this is what we said we are going to do. Because we set it for ourselves, we have to do it. But it's one question, if you ask me my opinion, if this changing of governments back and after a few years, a different person, after a few years, a different person, has it improved the living standard of people? Has it improved the economic growth, the GDP, and all this? Has it improved? Those are questions you can discuss on a different level. But here we are saying elections must be done because this is what we said in the Constitution. We said so. So we cannot do away with it. Okay, we cannot. When I say we cannot do away, it doesn't mean anything else, but we cannot by law. Our collective efforts is not only to fortify our democracy, is to define the strength of our democracy. He says, our collective efforts in the lead up to 2025 elections will define the strength of our democracy. Let us embrace this opportunity with seriousness it deserves as we work together to build a brighter future for our country. Elections, choosing people will probably bring about a brighter future. A brighter future is not a future that is perpetually in elections. It's a future that has jobs. It's a future that has a job security. A future that is healthy. A future that is educated. A future that is economically strong. A future that is numbered with strong nations around the world and on the African continent. This is what we want. So with warm regards, this statement was issued by Mr. Petrus Sharma, CEO or CERO, if you like, Chief Electoral and Referendum Office of the Electoral Commission of Namibia, as a foreword to this publication of the supplementary registration of voters, and these are registration points publication. Now, registration of voters, I hope we are going to talk more about this. I'm just going to visit the marketplace and then I will tell you why we have to understand the registration of voters. Marketplace, please.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Great news! Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura, and I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back from the marketplace, and we would like to continue with this information we got from the Electoral Commission of Namibia through the Namibian media. So, registration of voters, primary purpose of voters' registration. Voter registration aims to ensure the inclusion of every eligible voter in voters' register and to prevent those who are ineligible from voting. Okay. So the voters' registration has twofold reasons. One is to include every eligible voter in the voters' register or voters' roll, as it used to, as you said some years ago, in the voters' register. There must be a register of all the voters in Namibia. This will make it possible to prevent those who are not eligible to vote from voting. So the accuracy of the voters' register is vital in upholding the voting rights of all qualified individuals. People should not be denied registration as voters on the basis of race, on the basis of sex, on the basis of language, and on the basis of religion. So that's the primary purpose. What is the primary purpose? Voters' registration. To include every person who is eligible in the voters' register. To exclude ineligible persons from voting. So those ones who are included, it means they can, they are able to vote, and they should vote. And those who are not eligible, maybe they have not turned 18 years of age, they are not Namibians, and all others, they cannot and must not participate in the voter, because you only want to vote with the people who are eligible in all. So when you register vote, you register all Namibians. It's equal suffrage. It is universal suffrage for all across the board. It's not about black and white. It's not about men and women. It's not about who speaks which language. It's not about who belongs to which denomination or to which religious group. It is across the board. Equal suffrage and of universal suffrage. So, dear friends, if you are eligible, if you are 18 years and above, and you are Namibian, you have your ID, please go out there and vote. If you are a Namibian, if you have your ID and all required documents, please go out and register, so that only when you are registered that you can vote. You can vote. So, supplementary registration of voters, SRV is shorthanded, is provided for in terms of Section 38 of the Electoral Commission Number 5 of 2014. If you want, you will now go to Electoral Act number 5 of 2014 and go to section 38. What does section 38 say? Section 38. Just a minute. I would like to go to section 38 now in the Electoral Act. Section 38 will read as follows, because this is where the provision to do supplementary registration of voters is indicated. Okay, supplementary registration of voters, section 38.1. The president, upon the recommendation of the commission, may determine that a supplementary registration of voters must take place as contemplated in section 25.2 for the purposes of the inclusion in any voters register under this act of persons who qualify to be registered as voters and who have not or could not have registered in the last general registration in respect of which that register was prepared. And we are still going to visit section 25 quickly before we come to finish that section 38. What does section 25 say? That's why I always say, for those of you who can read, when you are referred to a particular section by another section, just go there and find out what that section is saying. Section 25 says what? That's why it takes you time to read. Okay? Section 25 is hereby general registration of voters. For the purpose of any elections under this act, the first general registration of voters after the commencement of this act must take place not later than 10 years after the last general registration of voters in terms of the replaced act. Okay, that has to do with the act that was enforced before this one. But in subsection 2, as indicated, says, for the purposes provided in this act, the president may from time to time, by proclamation in the Gazette, determine that a supplementary registration of voters must take place during any period specified in the proclamation in respect of Namibia or any part thereof. What? For the purposes provided in this act, the president may from time to time, by proclamation in the Gazette, determine that a supplementary registration of voters, must take place during any period specified in the proclamation in respect of Namibia or any part thereof. So the president has the power by law to determine that supplementary elections, voters registration must take place. And I remember the president spoke even to that effect. So we go now to section 38. So if supplementary, that's section 38 now too, if supplementary registration has been determined as contemplated in subsection 1 of section 26 up to and including section 34, apply with necessary changes in relation to the supplementary registration as if it were a general registration determined in respect of the persons. Again, you have to visit section 26 up to section 34 to understand. They are contemplated in subsection 1 of section 26 up to and including section 34. Then if you want to be rigorous and a studious person, you go back to section 26, subsection 1, in the very same act, and you start reading there in order to understand things yourself. Okay. So section 26 goes on like this. And it reads section 1, subsection 1. For the purpose of any voter registration, a period is determined. Any person who during the period is entitled or qualified to be registered as a voter must, if the person desires to be registered as a voter for the election referred to in section 22(1)(a), only apply to any registration office appointed at any registration point to be so registered. For election referred to in section 22(1)(b), only apply to the registration office appointed for the regional councils for the constituency in which the person is resident and to be so registered. And again, if a person is to be registered for the as a voter for the election referred to in section 21(1)(c), only apply to the registration office appointed for the local authority area in which a person is resident to be so registered. Okay, so you have registration for as voters for 1, 2, 3, subsection 1A, B, and C. Each of these clauses will tell you are being registered for what? For which election? You are being registered for which election? Let's go now to section 22, 1A, 1B, and 1C to see those elections. You are registered to vote as a what? And how do you go? It goes on that persons entitled to register as voters. 22, section 22(1), subject to section 2, every person who by virtue of article 17(2) of the Namibian Constitution is entitled to be registered as a voter. If you like, you can again visit the Namibian Constitution, article 17. It helps you again to understand what does it mean when it comes to these elections. Article 17(2). Every citizen who has reached the age of 18 years shall have the right to vote. And who has reached the age of 21 years to be elected to public office, unless otherwise provided herein. So, every person who by virtue of Article 17(2) is entitled to vote, 18 years and above. In the case of the election of the president and of the members of the National Assembly at any registration point, you can register at any registration point. In case of election of any member of the regional council at any registration point only in the constituency in which he or she is resident. If you are a resident of constituency number, of constituency so and so, you can register in that constituency if you want to vote in that constituency. You cannot register in Sivinda constituency and then you think you are going to vote in Karasberg constituency. No. You cannot vote in the constituency in which you are not a resident. So for this reason, it is necessary for voters to understand that you can only register in the constituency in which you live, in which you are a resident. That is subsection 1A and B. For the president, for members of National Assembly, you can register anywhere. This is what the law says. Anywhere. Anywhere there is a registration point, register. But for the regional council, please register in the constituency in which you are resident. Do you live in this constituency? Yes. Are you sure you want to vote in this constituency? Yes. Because if you travel during these elections, and you think you are just going to vote in another constituency, you will be turned away. So, see, in the case of an election of any member of a local authority council at any registration point in the local authority area in which the person is resident but subject to Article 113 of the Namibian Constitution. What? In case of an election of any member of the local authority council at any registration point in the local authority area in which a person is resident. Again, when it comes to the local authorities, you must be a resident in that particular town or village council or municipality area. You must be a resident in that. But you are subjected to Article 111, sub-Article 3 of the Namibian Constitution. So now you go to Article 111 of the Namibian Constitution. 111 of the Namibian Constitution, sub-Article 3. Persons shall be qualified to vote in the elections for the local authorities if such persons have been resident within the jurisdiction of a local authority for not less than 1 year immediately prior to such elections, and if such persons are qualified to vote in elections for the National Assembly. So persons who are to register in the local authorities at any registration point in that specific local authority in which you are a resident, you are only qualified to vote if you have been a resident within such jurisdiction for a local authority for not less than 1 year. You cannot come here for 1 week and then you think you are eligible to vote in the local authority. No, you must have been in that particular location for a year and above. Minimum a year, you can now say, oh, I have been in Katimamuliro, I have been in town council, I have been in Rundu town council, in Oshakati town council, or in Tumeb, or what have you. I have been here since 2024 January, so I am a resident here. So 2004 January up to December, that's a year. So you can register if you stay in that particular locality for not less than a year, immediately prior to such election. And if such persons are qualified to vote in elections for the National Assembly. So your card, your registration card, must indicate that you are qualified to vote in the presidential and general elections. So if you have presidential and general elections indicated on your card, then we can say you are eligible voter. Let me see my card here. My voter's registration card. I know that in election 2020, what is this election 2020? 2019, I think. Yeah. We needed to re-register. Okay. But here it clearly indicates in the 24 date of registration, I registered on the 3rd of June 2024. And it is written that region is Commerce, constituency is Windhoek West, local authority is Windhoek. So, which means I can now vote in Windhoek local authority, and I can also vote in Windhoek West constituency because I am a resident in Windhoek West constituency. So it is very important that when you, and this is the card I used to vote in the registration, in the presidential and National Assembly elections. So make sure you are a voter in both, then you can be eligible to vote in the local authorities. Then we go back to our Electoral Act, which now say you must register at a particular. Then you continue, it says apparently you must continue up to section 34. which says in D, in case of any referendum, there is no referendum, we are not now going to vote in the referendum. A person is entitled to be registered as a voter if that person is not, the people who are not entitled, please underline, people who are not entitled to register as voters in terms of if they are not Namibian citizens, if they have not attained the age of 18 years, if of unsound mind or mentally disordered or defective or has been so declared by a competent court and is detained as mentally ill person under any law. So subject to section 40 for the purposes of subsection 1, B and C, the constituency in which a voter is registered is the constituency in which the voter votes. So nothing in this act prohibits any person convicted under any law to correctional facility for any period of time, whether such period of imprisonment has been served or is being served, from registering as a voter in any presidential election and the national assembly election. So people who are in correctional facility, those are in prison, they are not precluded. If that is the case, they can vote in the presidential and national assembly elections. It doesn't mention here in subsection 4, regional and local authorities. So registration of persons temporarily outside Namibia, in order to enable persons temporarily outside of Namibia to be registered as voters and to take part in elections of the president and members of the National Assembly, as contemplated in section 22, the commission may establish temporary registration points outside Namibia at any diplomatic mission, or where possible at the other convenient places may be determined by the commission in consultation with minister responsible for foreign affairs. And then you have the appointment of supervisor of registration officers and assistants. This is now the work of the electoral commission. Okay. To make sure that these people are appointed and these people must be ready. You have the general registration of voters, which we looked at, and now supplementary registration, which we are just busy with. So back to section 26, 1, A, B, C, we looked at that for elections referred to in section 22, 1, A, you apply at any registration officer appointed at any registration point to be so registered. While for election mentioned in section 22, 1, B, only apply to registration officer appointed for the regional council for the constituency in which a person is the resident. And in C, for an election referred to in section 21C, only apply to registration officer appointed for the local authority area in which the person is resident to be so registered. And the person must so apply irrespective of whether or not his or her name has previously been included in voters' register in terms of this act or any other law. Any person who applies for registration in terms of subsection 1 must appear in person before the registration officer consent or any other officer designated by the registration officer to have his or her photograph taken. Furnish the registration officer with information necessary to complete the prescribed application form, and affirm or on oath confirm the declaration which appears on the application form and which is required to be made by the applicant and in the presence of the registration officer and in accordance with the written instruction of the supervisor of the registration. Sign the application form consent if the applicant cannot for any reason whatsoever write and sign his or her name, place in the application form any fingerprint or mark as a registration officer may require. So there are things that you must do. You must be present. You must not send someone to register for you. You must be registered yourself. You must be registered yourself. A registration officer may not register an applicant under this act unless the applicant has submitted to the registration officer in a manner provided in section thereof his identification. He has attained the age of 18. He is an Namibian citizen. He or she complies with the requirement of qualification in relation to any residence referred to in section 22. And the registration officer may require application to furnish such explanation information or further particulars as may be necessary to establish correctness and the particulars entered or to be entered or the relevant application form on the relevant application form without derogating from the generality of subsection 3. An applicant is deemed to have complied with that subsection is the applicant in the case of paragraph A of that subsection identifies himself or herself by means of identity document containing a photograph of him or her issued or deemed to have issued in Identification Act 1996, Act number 21 of 1996, a valid ordinary Namibian passport, a valid driving license or permit containing a photograph of him or her issued Namibia accompanied by official certified extract from any official birth register from which it appears that the applicant was born in Namibia or is a Namibian citizen or statements under oath or affirmation made by two other registered voters having identified themselves to the registration officer consent by producing any document referred.
Have you recently turned 18 years of age? Or did you miss the previous voter registration process? Or did you move to a new constituency after the last voter registration? Then this is your chance to register as a voter. The supplementary registration of voters takes place from the 4th until the 19th of August 2025. This process is for eligible Namibian citizens who need to register as a voter for the first time or have relocated from one constituency to another or who now qualify to vote in the local authority elections. Your civic duty is calling. Answer it. Get involved. Step up. Register to vote.
Right. So we need to hear that concerning the voters registration. So now I was before that advert I was saying you must provide your ID, the valid ID, not something or maybe a passport or something, and so on. So that's the whole process which was mentioned on page 4 of this document released by the Electoral Commission of Namibia, which says supplementary registration of voters is provided for in terms of section 38 of the Electoral Act number 5 of 2014. The purpose of the supplementary registration before the holding of the of an election is to register persons who qualify to be registered as voters and who have not or could not register in the last general registration period, including those who have since turned 18 years of age, who have moved to another constituency, who qualifies to register for a local authority area, and who voter registration cards are lost or damaged, and any other applicant persons who qualify for registration. So there are five reasons why we have to do supplementary registration of voters. Those who have turned 18 years, because this is constitutional obligation, if you have turned 18 years, you must be registered to vote. If you have moved to another constituency, if you have qualified to register for a local authority area, and if your voter registration card is lost or damaged, or any other applicant persons who qualify for registration. So persons who can register as voters in Namibia, according to Section 22 of the Electoral Act, provides the following criteria for persons to register as voters in Namibia. Number one, you must be a Namibian citizen. Number two, you must be 18 years and older or older, and be able to identify yourself physically by providing required document. You must yourself be there. Nobody must register on your behalf. You must be there, and you must have your national identity document. And therefore, to register as a voter in a local authority area, a person must have resided in that jurisdiction of that specific local authority for a period of consecutive 12 months immediately before the elections. And voters register is a list containing the names of all the registered voters in all the constituencies and all local authority areas. The Electoral Act requires EC and the Electoral Commission of Namibia to compile and maintain to register the National Voters Register compiled on the constituency basis of all voters in the country, and a local authority voters register of all voters registered in a given local authority areas. So preparation and the publication of the voters register. In terms of Section 31 of the Electoral Act, the Chief Electoral Officer, the COO, must prepare a national provisional voters register in respect of voters registered in a constituency or local authority area. The provisional voters register, the PVR, must contain the names, residential addresses, voters registration numbers. They must be. The PVR must contain the names, residential addresses, and voters registration numbers. The PVR is published as per time frame as provided for in the Electoral Act number 5 of 2014 as a notice in the Government Gazette specifying the place, the places and times during which copies of the provisional registers are available for inspection by registered voters, and a period within which objections may be made in respect of the names of voters appearing on any such register. So the Chief Electoral Officer must avail upon request to every registered political party or organizations or associations a copy of provisional national or local authorities voters register. Okay. So, let me just go to the next item before we visit marketplace, and then we will be looking at the voters' points. Objections against names included in the provisional voters' roll in terms of Section 32 of the Electoral Act. Registered persons, political parties, or organizations or associations may lodge within a prescribed period of 14 days after the publication of the provisional voters register and objection in writing to the electoral tribunal designated magistrate officers against the inclusion of the name of any other person on that register on the grounds that the person is not entitled or qualified to be registered as a voter or is not complying with requirements in relation to residence. Preparation and certification and publication of voters. In terms of Section 32 of the Electoral Act, the Commission must publish a notice in the Gazette stating that voters' register has been completed, certified by the Commission, and specify the places where copies are kept public inspection. Upon the publication of the notice, the CEO must avail free of charge to every political party, organization, association, a copy of the voters' register. Now, let us go to the marketplace quickly, and then we will come down to the things that we have to do, especially the proof of identity, age, and Namibian citizen. Just to talk a little bit about that.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news. Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 Namibian a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Then we hear, before we give you the opportunity to call, whether in relation to the voters' registration or to AIO view in terms of elections in general, credibility, genuinity, the concept of free and fair, choice of candidates and so on, you are free. But we will be coming to issues of leadership, the type of people we need to lead in the regional and local authorities. So requirements to register as a voter is found on page 5. So on page 5, you will find the requirements you need to register as a voter. Proof of identity, age, and Namibian citizenship. In order to register as a voter, an applicant should be able to provide a proof of identity, age, and Namibian citizenship by providing one or combination of the following documents: a national identity document, old Namibia identity document, valid green Namibian passport, Namibian citizenship birth certificate, certification of Namibia or any other country, and a sworn statement by two registered deponents. Namibian birth certificate or birth certificate of any other country, and a sworn statement under oath in which the applicant affirms that he is a Namibian citizen and has not renounced his or her Namibian citizenship, as well as a statement under oath or affirmation by two registered deponents. Valid Namibian driver's license, together with a Namibian birth certificate or a birth certificate of any other country, and a sworn statement under oath in which the applicant affirms that he or she is a Namibian citizen and has not renounced his or her Namibian citizenship. Then those are required to register, okay, as a voter. While for the local authorities, you must either have a municipal bill or telephone bill or lease agreement or statement under oath by the applicant that I don't have a telephone bill, municipal bill. I don't have a telephone bill. I don't have a lease agreement, but I under oath declare that I am a resident of Windhoek, or of Shakati, or of Katimamlilo, or of Rondo, or of anywhere in Namibia, or Mariental, or Kietmanshoop, or Swakopmund, or Hobabis. So you should be able to say, to provide a municipal bill, telephone bill, lease agreement, or statement. Not all of them. One of those. It's all. If you have a municipal bill, or if you don't have municipal bill, then you must have a telephone bill. If you don't have a telephone bill, you must have a lease agreement. If you don't have a lease agreement, then you must have a statement under oath that you must make at the police. So proof of, in respect of proof of residence or registration of Namibia, of the Defense Force, Police and Namibia Correctional Service members, the applicant must produce the following document: proof of membership and an affidavit deposed by the commanding officer stating residence in particular constituency or local authority. So people who are serving in armed forces, sometimes they live in specified areas according to our defense policies. So living in that barracks or what have you, the commanding officer must be able to do a deponent. In other words, a proof of membership and affidavit deposed by the commanding officer, if you like. And any payable by the member of such force or accounts payable by any member to such force or to the state. You can also use any accounts, but only to the force itself or to the state. In respect of proof of residence, registration of persons at schools or higher education institutions, the applicant must produce the following document: proof of registration, any statement of registration. Then you are set to go. Then you go to Karas region. Number of registration points are there, Erongo, all our regions. I don't have to read all of these things for you, because they are too many. I cannot finish these things. But you must look maybe at your constituencies, you look in the newspapers, you will be able to find places where you can go and register in your constituency. But towards the end of the of this publication, at least on page 40, the registration process at registration view venues is also just indicated. The entrance there, you will find a security person, maybe the police officer, and you go to the manual application entry, and then you go to the voters registration kit operator. You do the signature and the thumbprint, and then you get your card, and off you go home. It's not a long process. You are not going to stay there forever. You are going to stay only for few minutes, and then you have your card. But there are frequently asked questions that the Electoral Commission has provided information about. If there are questions, are already provided. What is supplementary registration of voters? If you have such a question, we have answered it even already. That supplementary registration of voters is provided for in Section 38 of the Electoral Act number 5 of 2014 as amended. This process provided for registration of persons who qualify to be registered as voters and who have not or could not be registered during the last general registration of voters in which a voters register was prepared. The SRV is also intended to register persons who are eligible to be registered as voters in respect of any law, local authority area established after the last GRV or general registration of voters. The supplemental registration of voters is conducted before holding an election in order to accord eligible persons who are not registered as voters a chance to register as voters and also then to vote, to enable them to vote, obviously. So when will the supplementary registration of voters be conducted? SRV will take place on the 14th to 19th August 2025 in all the 121 constituencies and 59 local authorities countrywide. For which elections do I register during supplementary registration of voters? You register to vote in the regional councils and local authorities elections during the SRV scheduled for 4th to 19th of August 2025. Do I need to register again if I lost or misplaced my voter's card? Do I need to register again if I lost or misplaced my voter's card? No, you do not need to register new, but only apply to be issued with a duplicate voter's registration card at any registration point within the constituency or local authority area in which you are resident. If you lose or misplace my voter's registration card between the period after the end of SRV polling day, can I still apply for a duplicate for voter's card? The answer will be, yes, you can apply to be issued with a duplicate voter's card during the period for the issuance of a duplicate card as determined by the Electoral Commission of Namibia before polling day. In terms of Electoral Act, no duplicate voter's registration card may be issued on any day declared as an election day. So only on election day that you cannot have your card issued, but before that you can approach your office, your electoral office, to quickly issue with a duplicate. So what is the purpose of the supplementary registration of voters? The purpose is register any eligible person who have since turned 18 years of age and is eligible to register as a voter, any person who relocated to another constituency, local authority area, from the initial constituency or local authority where the voters was registered, those whose voters registration cards are lost or damaged, and any other applicant who qualify for registration. Who should register this time around or during SRV? All Namibian citizens who are 18 years and above are not in possession of any valid voter's card will be required to register to SRV. And number 8, what are the requirements to register as a voter? We know already you must be a Namibian citizen. You must be able to provide a proof of your identity, of your ID or identity. In order to register for local authority, you must be a resident for 12 months, and you must show that by municipal bill or telephone bill or lease agreement or a statement of oath that you are indeed a resident of that local authority. How do I improve eligibility to register as a voter? Yes, Namibian ID document, old Namibian ID document, green passport, citizenship, certificate of birth, and all kinds of things. And how do I prove that I believe I live in that municipal area? I mentioned already that you need to prove whether a municipal or telephone account or lease agreement or statement under oath. And those of you who are in the army or in the schools, there is a process of also registration of student registration, and also the affidavit by the commanding officer for the Defense Force or accounts to the state or to the force itself. Is my 2024 voter's card still valid? Yes, your voter's registration card of 2024 is still valid and you do not need to re-register. If you have 2024 registration card and it's not lost, it's not damaged, please don't go and re-register. That card is sufficient. So I'm a resident in the local authority, but during 2024 general elections of voters, general registration of voters could not register for the local authority elections. My card is written LA and not applicable. Do I need to re-register? Yes. If you have written that it is written local authority and it's written not applicable, then you may apply at any registration point in your constituency and in your local authority area in order to register for local authority elections, provided that you meet requirements of having lived in that particular local authority area for at least 12 consecutive months or more. Can I register anywhere I find myself? No. You can only register in the constituency and the local authority in which you are resident for these elections. Can I register online? No. In order to register as a voter, the law requires that you need to be present yourself at the registration point within the constituency in which you are a resident. We don't want people to register when they are not the real one. So can Namibian in diaspora register for the local authorities elections? No. Namibians abroad do not qualify to register for local authorities. Section 23 of Electoral Act provide that Namibian citizens temporarily residing outside the country to register and vote per presidential and national assembly elections only. And in question 16, is voter registration information confidential? Yes, voter information is solely collected for the purpose to determine the voter's eligibility in order to enable a voter to vote on the day of elections. However, voter registration information becomes open for public scrutiny once the provisional voter's register is displayed for a certain period of time for inspection by the public to authenticate eligibility. Therefore, it is important that each eligible voter must give the correct information about their name, age, gender, residential address, and other personal details. Is there provision for registration of voters in persons and hospitals? Every Namibian citizen aged 18 and above has the right to take part in the electoral process, thus can register as voters. Hospital patients can be registered provided that the place of their confinement is within constituency, local authority they reside. In addition, the Electoral Commission of Namibia sets up registration points at the police holding cells, prisons across the country to facilitate registration for persons incarcerated, whether such a period of imprisonment has been served or being served. Is there any provision for persons with disability to register as voters? The Namibian Constitution provides for the registration of all citizens who have attained the age of 18 or older to register. Can persons with the domicile status or those with permanent residence register as voters? Voters' registration is exclusively for Namibian citizens. Individuals from other countries with domicile status or permanent residence are not eligible to take part in Namibia electoral process. If I miss the registration deadline, will there be other opportunities before elections? No. The registration of voters only takes place during a certain time limit determined by the commission. Once you miss the opportunity to participate during the SRV period, as proclaimed, it becomes impossible to do so prior to election. Yeah. So what happens to those that turns 18 after the publishing of the provisional voters register? The persons turning 18 years of age after due date for the registration will only be able to register during any subsequent voters registration process prior to any elections. Will there be any extension of SRV in order to cater for persons who miss out on the registration process during SRV? No, there will not be an extension to SRV once the period of registration has ended on the 19th of August 2025. This is due to the fact that commission is required by law to prepare and publish provisional voters register PVR 30 days before the conduct of the RCLA. So we are talking about register, not, you may be confused about applying for duplicate. A duplicate you can still apply, but a very good afternoon to all our listeners. My name is Lucas Kaluapa Katenda, and I am here to bring you your favorite program targeting our involvement in the elections, especially as voters. The large portion of the program is dedicated to understanding the nature of elections and their place in the Namibian context. And for that reason, we would like to appreciate Eagle FM for giving us the platform to use this opportunity, and also Konrad Adenauer Foundation, which has given us the sponsorship to have this program in the air. For the past weeks, a month now, plus some weeks, we have dealt with what it means to run a genuine elections. When we say genuine election, it's an election that overall would have given the results that reflect the will of the people. And it is the outcome that will be hardly disputed. That is hardly disputed. So on that level, we have now to accept that the honor is on us as citizens, as the government, as the electoral commission, as political parties, and all stakeholders, inclusive of civil societies, to make sure that we have played according to the rules in a way that elections will yield, will give the results that are required. Now, when it comes to the Local Authorities Act, we have tried to explain so much of the many things, what is the Constitution saying, and what is the law saying. So, in such a way, we have made it possible to create an understanding for those of you who follow the program on a regular basis, that it is generally what is election, and specifically what is the place of election in the context of the Namibian Constitution. And we have explained the elections of the president and members of the National Assembly. And now we are dealing with elections of the regional councils, national council, and local authority councils or local councils. This is where we are. We have done with 2024 elections. Whatever the outcome that we got there, we have to proceed. And now the nation awaits for elections of the local councillors and the regional councillors, out of which the national council will be elected, especially from the regional councils and not the local councils. Now, Namibia votes, regional councils and the local authorities elections. There is what we call the election supplementary registration of voters. And there is a publication authored by the Electoral Commission of Namibia indicating that these registrations, supplementary registration of voters, will take place between the 4th and the 19th of August. So up to now, we are in the process of registering. And if we are to hear from the Chief Electoral and Referenda Office, Officer, Mr. Petrus Sharma, he writes to the public, saying, fellow citizens, the Constitution of the Republic of Namibia, the Electoral Act number 5 of 2014, as amended, the Regional Councils Act number 22 of 1992, the Local Authorities Act number 23 of 1992, all of which we have consulted. The Constitution I have consulted, the regional councils I have consulted, the local authorities I have consulted. We are going to go back to the Electoral Act to find out what is required of the members of the public. So, Mr. Sharma here, the chief or the CEO of the Electoral Commission of Namibia, refers us to the Constitution, to the Electoral Act number 5 of 2014, Regional Councils Act number 22 of 1992, Local Authorities Act number 23 of 1992, and he says these laws provide the legislative framework for the conduct of regional councils and local authorities election in Namibia. Now, the regional councils elections are conducted according to the majoritarian or first past the first post electoral system. In practical terms, this means that the candidate who receives the most votes per constituency will be elected as a member of the regional council, or would have been elected. So in terms of the electoral framework, a person may be nominated to contest in the regional council's election. As a candidate for election as a member of the regional council, if nominated as a member of a registered political party or by the political party, or as an independent candidate whose nomination is supported by at least 150 voters in the constituents for which the nomination is intended. So the regional councils are elected in a way that candidates must be nominated to become, people must be nominated to become candidates for elections. Okay. Might be the political party. Okay. Might be a political party. Or an independent candidate. A political party does not need further information to provide, other than maybe personal details of such a person. But in as far as the independent candidates are concerned, the candidate must make sure that they follow the right procedure, and their candidature must have been supported by at least 150 registered voters in such a constituency. Registered voters. It doesn't talk about whether they are members of party A or party B. It just says that a person must have been nominated by at least, or supported at least by 150 registered voters in such a constituency. So whereas the local authorities elections are conducted in terms of the proportional representation system, the seats in the local authority elections are allocated in proportion to the number of votes received. The more votes received by the party, organization, or association contesting in the election, the more seats it will receive. So, during the local authorities elections, registered voters vote for the political party, organization, or association of their choice. Please take note of their choice. During, let me quote again and just say direct quote. During the local authorities elections, registered voters vote for the political party or organization or association of their choice. In the regional councils, you vote for a person, for a candidate, no matter that candidate is fielded by the political party or independent candidate. But in the local authorities, you are not voting for a person per se. You are voting for a group of people who are sponsored by the political party or an organization or an association. And that's why you hear the issue of proportional representation. So you vote the group of your choice. You vote the party of your choice. When we say of your choice, what do we mean? We mean you are free to say, I have a party A, party B, party C, party D. So I choose which one I want. It is not a force. You must always vote for this or you must always vote for that. You are free, if you like, to choose the party that you think will deliver. It's a choice. The party or organization or association nominates its representatives to the local authorities on a proportional list system. And local authority councillors are elected to serve the people in the various local authorities such as village councils, town councils, and municipalities across the country. Okay? And it says, therefore, as we stand on the brink of the 2025 regional councils and local authorities elections, it is with great pride, responsibility that I present the publication of the 696 teams serving 4,232 registration points for the upcoming SRV, Supplementary Voters Registration, SRV, scheduled to be conducted from the 4th of August to the 19th of August, 2025 across the country. This statutory electoral activity is crucial in ensuring that every eligible citizen has the opportunity to participate in the upcoming 2025 regional councils and local authorities elections by registering to vote in their respective constituencies, town and councils, municipalities and village councils. This democratic process ensures the election of public office bearers, namely the councillors, to serve on the regional councils and local authorities for the next 5 years. As a commission, we are committed to fostering a transparent, inclusive, and a fair electoral environment, which is the foundation that upholds the principles of democracy and empowering citizens. The publication of these registration points signifies our dedication to making voters' registration process more accessible and efficient, particularly for those who may have missed previous registration opportunities, those who have lost or damaged their voters' cards, and who have recently become eligible to vote. So why are we having this supplementary? For various reasons. It could be you have missed previous registrations opportunities. It could be you have lost or damaged your voters' cards in the process. It could be that you have just turned 18. You become eligible voter. In other words, you just turned 18. Because in Namibia, you are eligible only if you have turned 18 and you have all the national documents, like the identity document. So in an ever-evolving political landscape, it is essential that we engage each segment of our population. I encourage each Namibian citizen to take this opportunity seriously to vote, to voice matters, and your vote is your choice. And this is the name of our program, My Vote, My Choice. Your vote is your choice, the director of elections saying, okay, or the CEO says. As a commission, we made concerted efforts to ensure that the registration process is as accessible as possible by establishing numerous registration points throughout the country, providing both urban, rural, and hard-to-reach communities with the means to register. I therefore urge community leaders, civil society organizations, faith-based organizations, and all stakeholders to assist in disseminating this information widely. Educate your friends, your families, and the neighbors about the importance of registering to vote and participating in the electoral process. Together, we can fortify our democracy and ensure that it reflects the will of the people. And this is where I have been emphasizing over the past month, that the elections are not just for the government or for the political parties or for organizations and associations or the electoral management body. That is why here the CEO of the Electoral Commission of Namibia urge community leaders. Community leaders could be traditional authorities, could be leaders of various sectors in the community, civil society organizations. Those are community people coming together and to form a community organization. Faith-based organization, those are churches or other faith-based groups. And all stakeholders to assist in disseminating which one? This information widely, that there will be supplementary voters registration, and therefore educate your friends, educate your family, educate your neighbors about what? About the importance, the significance, the need to register to vote. And then participate in the electoral process. Encourage people to participate in your electoral process. What is the reason if we do that? We are going to fortify our democracy and we are going to ensure that it reflects the will of the people. The will of the people. Okay. So in conclusion, the CEO, Mr. Petrus Sharma, writes, I would like to thank all of those who continue to work tirelessly to ensure free, fair, and credible elections in Namibia. Free, fair, and credible elections in Namibia. Free from intimidation. Free from any form of harassment. People must be free to choose what they want. It must be fair. No one must be favored above the other when it comes to candidates and parties and associations and organizations. Equal opportunity must be given, whether in campaigns, in the media, in the what. Let us give them free and fair opportunity to showcase their ability to transform their communities, so that these people who are voters can vote with information. Information. The idea is to have a credible election. And how do we say elections are credible and genuine? Remember what we have been talking about in the past few weeks. We have been talking about credible elections when, after the elections, this has happened, this has happened, this has happened. I hope we will not forget credible elections. And I will keep coming to that credibility and the genuinity of elections. We want elections that produce the results that people wanted. Not cooked elections, not disputed elections, not arguments back and forth that it was fair, it was not fair. We want election to come out clean, clear, free, fair. And we can really say, no, this election was credible, this election was genuine. Whatever the outcome, this is what the people wanted. When we say people wanted, we talk of people giving one person a mandate, in unquestionable mandate, not those mandates that are cooked, a mandate that is not cooked. There are some countries where they do elections, but elections, they do them only as a smokescreen to keep dictatorship and autocratic leaders in power. In Namibia, we don't want that. We don't want that, unfortunately. This is what we have chosen for ourselves. And we said we must do election every 5 years because apparently it fortifies democracy. It's a question whether it solves the problem of underdevelopment, the problem of unemployment, the problem of growing population, but the economy is not. So that's another question. But we have agreed that we are going to do this because it will improve the nature of our country and of our leadership. Whether it has done so, we can debate that on a different level. But as far as elections are concerned, we have to do them. I am not saying changing governments, changing people will always yield to the desired result. I am not so sure, but this is what we said we are going to do. Because we set it for ourselves, we have to do it. But it's one question, if you ask me my opinion, if this changing of governments back and after a few years, a different person, after a few years, a different person, has it improved the living standard of people? Has it improved the economic growth, the GDP and all this? Has it improved? Those are questions you can discuss on a different level. But here we are saying elections must be done because this is what we said in the Constitution. We said so. So we cannot do away with it. Okay? We cannot. When I say we cannot do away, it doesn't mean anything else, but we cannot by law. Our collective efforts is not only to fortify our democracy, is to define the strength of our democracy. He says, our collective efforts in the lead up to 2025 elections will define the strength of our democracy. Let us embrace this opportunity with seriousness it deserves as we work together to build a brighter future for our country. Elections, choosing people will probably bring about a brighter future. A brighter future is not a future that is perpetually in elections. It's a future that has jobs. It's a future that has a job security. A future that is healthy. A future that is educated. A future that is economically strong. A future that is numbered with strong nations around the world and on the African continent. This is what we want. So with warm regards, this statement was issued by Mr. Petrus Sharma, CEO or CERO, if you like, Chief Electoral and Referendum Office of the Electoral Commission of Namibia, as a foreword to this publication of the Supplementary Voters, supplementary registration of voters, and these are registration points publication. Now, registration of voters, I hope we are going to talk more about this. I'm just going to visit the marketplace and then I will tell you why we have to understand the registration of voters. Marketplace, please.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts.